look at Alamo Manhattan's new design renderings and you'll see it's gotten rid of the original block-like structures. The developer broke up buildings and stacked the higher stories farther from the street, kind of like a wedding cake. Matt Segrist, the company's president, says his team heard the neighbors' complaints.
We pulled the building back. We said, you know, we need to pull the building back because we want it to feel at the street level like it's a one-story building. We want you at the street level when you're walking, we want you to feel like you're in the rest of Bishop Arms.
Segrist says he tried to weave in designs from the neighborhood. He borrowed from the look of nearby businesses like Oddfellows' outdoor bar space and the roofline of Eno's Pizza. He also carved more architectural details into the storefront faces and put in wider sidewalks, more bike racks. Lisa Benskin is president of the Old Oak Cliff Conservation League. She was a big critic of the first round of plans. She calls the original designs, quote, an abysmal failure. Now, she's hopeful.
The incorporating design specifics from the rest of Bishop Arts into the new structures is really exciting. It ties the whole neighborhood together.
Others worry it'll break the neighborhood apart. They fear this development and ones nearby will push out folks who have lived in Bishop Arts for decades. Alamo Manhattan says it's going to make room for people with lower incomes. To get city tax breaks, the company has to make 20% of its apartments qualify as affordable housing. It's also created micro-units, which Segrist says will be priced even cheaper than the ones labeled affordable. Kenneth Denson is skeptical. He owns Red Pegasus Games and Comics down the street. He says Alamo Manhattan's new plans are a big improvement, but he's not a believer.
My concern is that as soon as this is done, they go right back to the plan of tearing down my neighbor's businesses that they have, you know, 13-year leases for.
Alamo Manhattan plans to bring its proposal to a city board for review. If all goes according to the company's timeline, it'll break ground next year. Kat Chow, KERA News.